I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on how providers are choosing vendors to help them meet federal requirements for electronic health records. This is a special report for iHealthBeat, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Allscripts, NextGen, and eClinical Work still dominate the market in electronic health record systems, but dozens of other companies are also trying to get a piece of the $17 billion in federal stimulus funds that will soon be available to healthcare providers. Alisa Ray, Executive Director of the Certification Commission for Health Information Technology, or CCHIT, says since the feds released the interim final rule for meaningful use in February, 58 new vendors have applied for certification.
So that's a big number of vendors, and what it really signifies that as soon as CCHIT is accredited as a certifying body, there are going to be a large number of vendors that are there in the marketplace and available to help providers get their incentive funds.
CCHIT offers two kinds of certification, one that meets the preliminary criteria set forth in the interim final rule by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT. It's designed to show that a vendor's software is likely to be certified once ONC-accredited testing becomes available. The other is more rigorous CCHIT testing for EHR modules.
So we're looking at integrated testing of functionality, security, and interoperability.
KLAS Enterprises, which rates the performance of healthcare software vendors, recently issued a report called Ambulatory EMR Buying, a Roller Coaster Ride in 2010. It surveyed more than 370 healthcare providers who plan to choose an EHR solution in the next 2 years. The report's author, Mark Wagner, says many providers are shopping for new vendors to replace systems they're not happy with. Wagner says 60% of those products being replaced are certified. He says while certification is important, providers need to choose a vendor based on the practice's specific needs and objectives, not just to achieve the minimum requirements for the stimulus money. According to the KLAS report, large healthcare institutions with in-house IT support are likely to choose bigger, well-established vendors for their EHR product and a second vendor for their financial software. 70% of solo physicians are looking at very small software companies, new, regional, or niche players, and specialty vendors who can offer them customized service and support. Austin-based EMDs mostly serves practices with 1 to 5 doctors, but it has recently been getting attention from some larger practices, says President and CEO Michael Stearns.
Some of the large networks really are very interested in some advanced clinical reporting and processing, potentially interoperability with the hospitals. And the smaller practices are maybe less concerned about, you know, large-scale billing and clinical reporting details and more concerned about the price point and the basic features, functionalities that are physician-centric.
The American Academy of Family Physicians says more than 100 vendors currently support family medicine with nearly 250 different EHR products. Steve Waldron, director for the Center for Health IT at the AAFP, says many vendors are trying to win customers with promises they'll get the provider to meaningful use. But he says the provider has to do 3 things to make that happen.
The first is using a certified EHR technology. The next is utilization. So you actually have to use it as described in the meaningful use regulation. And then finally, you have to actually report that you're using that certified product as envisioned through meaningful use.
With so many vendors out there, how do providers choose between them? Word of mouth.
Typically, it's peer networking. What are the other physicians in their state medical society or county medical society or state chapter, their specialty or nationally, what people are using? There are also a lot of conferences and stuff where vendors exhibit, and we hear a lot of docs talk about finding their vendor there.
KLAS Enterprises recommends that practices go beyond product demos and ask prospective vendors to demonstrate how their product works with real-world data to make sure it does what the vendor promises it will do. This has been a special report for iHealthBeat, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at ihb@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.